What's my range for men? Now we're going to take a look at your singing range. We'll find your highest note and your lowest note, and you can circle them in your book and write the note and keep track of your progress. When you're working on this, it's okay to encourage your voice to go higher, but be careful when you're going lower. Go ahead and drop out when it starts to feel the slightest bit uncomfortable. You should not force your voice to go low because you can actually hurt yourself.
We're going to start here. This low note is D sharp 3. I'll play the pattern and then tell you what the lowest note is. So here we go. Pa, 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 D sharp 3. D 3. C sharp 3. Sharp 2, A2, G sharp 2, G2, F sharp 2, F2, E2. Sharp 2, D2, C sharp 2, C2. Now we're going to come back here to our original starting place, and this time the groups of notes will move up. So once again, here's this one. Pa, 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 D sharp 3, E3, F3, F sharp 3, G3, G sharp 3, A3, A-sharp 3, and B3. Now we're going to switch the pattern and sing this pattern. Pa, 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 pa. And now we're looking for your highest note. So in this case, the highest note is A-sharp 3. Here we go. Ba 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 ba, A sharp 3. That was B3. C4. C sharp 4. D4. D sharp 4. E4. F4. Was F sharp 4, G4, G sharp 4, A4, A sharp 4, B4, C5, C sharp 5, D5, D-sharp 5, E5, F5, F-sharp 5, and G5.